Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Food for the Soul. You know how I start the show off. Today's motivation is, I have a problem. My problem is with tradition. I mean, tradition is good and everything, but to me, tradition is for lazy people that look for the same answer in everything for the same problem. Tradition is a lazy way and a lazy approach to looking at life. Let me break it down for you, because sometimes people say, oh, he jumping the gun. No, I'm not jumping the gun. You cannot solve a new age problem with an old school philosophy because it don't apply. For example, back in the day when David used a rock to slay a giant, back then that was the best technology for warfare, was a rock, bow and arrow, sword, shield, you know, things of that nature. But this 2015, today's army got droids. You know what a droid is? An unarmed robotic airplane that is controlled from the ground. It is put with missiles, gauge bullets, armor-piercing bullets, bombs, and everything else. So, if you want to fight today's army with a rock, you would get annihilated. I mean, it might have worked for David back in the day, but today's army got droids. They can strike at any given time, at any given second, with precise precision from way up in the air. So you can be on the battlefield for your Lord with a rock, but my droid will take you out. So what I'm trying to say is, you do not want to fight a new age war with old school thought. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen, Captain. And see, that's what gets a lot of people in trouble. We should do things not like they used to be back in the day. No, things are different now. People got cell phones now. Nobody has a house phone now. Hardly. Everybody got laptops, notebooks, iPads, iPhones, iDis, and all that. Anything now can be uploaded at any given second, at any given time, through social media. So many different social websites, it's hard to keep up. First it was MySpace. Then it was Facebook. Then it was, what's the new thing, Snapchat, Twitter, and other ones. It's crazy. You'd be fooled. Foolish to try to keep up with so much social media. Oh, yeah. Pinterest. What's the other one where they put pictures up? Well, you know what I'm talking about. So what I'm trying to say is, God never answered the same problem the same way for everybody. That's the problem with tradition. What I might need, you might not need. when I might need encouragement, you might need strength. When I need to pray, you might need to fast. I might need a truck. You might need a car. You know, if you're single and no kids, you might need a sports car, drop top, convertible. Everything's not for everybody at the same time. It's about the stage that you're in. Oh, let me break it down even further about condition. See, I got a one-year-old niece, a 10-year-old niece, and a 15-year-old nephew. I'm going to give a shout out to them until later. See, the 15-year-old, he can eat steak, potatoes, vegetables, stuff like that. That might be his thing. Now, my niece, that's 10, she might want a hamburger, french fries, because, you know, that's what they might like. But my 2-year-old niece, she's probably getting, like, mashed potatoes and franks and, you know, soft food, stuff like that. What I'm trying to say is not everybody is required to eat at the same thing. And you know what I'm saying? It's about stages. See, I'm going to give my 2-year-old niece steak and potato because her teeth are not strong enough to chew that up and digest that, so that'll be stupid on me. But see, what tradition is, they want to get everybody the same thing across the board because it's a lazy problem solving. Not, like I said earlier, not everybody needs the same thing. I've been chewing that for a minute. I know it's a lot to digest, but what you might need and what I might need might not be the same thing. Like, for example, I always wanted to be a chef. I don't need a master's degree or a PhD to be a chef. But if you're going to school to be a doctor, you might have to get a PhD, master's degree, times 5, because your career might require a little bit more. I'm not saying it's a bad or good thing, but not everybody needs the same amount of education for the same job that they like to do. But if you think like tradition and lazy, you be spending all this money on something you don't need because somebody else got it. I don't want a PhD. Don't need it. I don't need to spend extra for no reason. But once again, tradition is for lazy people, complacent people, people that can't problem solve or think about the whole picture. Like I said, don't fight a new age war with old school mythology. If you come on my field with a rock and I got a drawing, I'm going to blow your behind up every time and go home for the day, eat lunch, play video games, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever I might do, because checking you out won't be that hard to do. On with the show.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo.
Shout out to Lou Wood and Jackson, Stacey, Jason, Shane, to my nieces and to my nephew, to my peeps out there that are listening in. Enjoy the show. If you have any questions, I want to be a guest, call me 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. If you have any questions or leave feedback, weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. For questions or feedback, anything you want to say about the show, I'm here for you. Food for the Soul menu, buttermilk with turkey chili, pesto cheese chicken rolls, dessert autumn cheesecake, and the condom. Food for the Soul Thought is going to be deep, y'all. Slow down. Listen to what I'm about to say. Food for the Soul Thought is going to be a little bit different today. I know that sometimes with social media, when we hear something, we want to post it right then and there. But sometimes you got to take other people's feelings into consideration. Like when somebody died or somebody was in an accident, somebody got killed, whatever, whenever, wherever. Don't post everything so quick. Take your time. Take other people's thought into consideration. That has been the food for the thought today. Be careful how you post things on social media. You about to get into the show. It's about to get juicy.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, cuando no la llamo.
Okay. What's up, my peoples? How y'all doing? It rained here for like 40 days and 40 nights. Good God, my brother is an art. I'm trying to tell you. Brother is a new school art. You know where? Bowling alley, satellite TV, computer room, fitness center, bowling alley. I mean, it's hard to bowl on the boat, but I'm just saying, it's 2015. I don't want to share my living quarters with any animals. I'm just trying to keep it real, keep it 100. But anyway, besides all that good stuff, it stopped raining. Thank God we got to deal with the flooding issue. So still be careful out there in South Carolina because the roads are still closed and still dangerous. The reason why I call the show warning is because the past couple of days, I noticed something about people. They do not follow warning signs. They don't listen to the warnings. They were saying, yo, don't be out after a certain time because, you know, it's dangerous. The bridges are out. The roads are collapsing. The sky is falling in. First response, I'm grown. I do what I want to do. You can't tell me nothing. My mama can't even tell me what to do. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my bad. Your mama can't tell you what to do. So that's the problem. You've been whole head all your life. You've been an ass all your life. Nobody can tell you nothing. Teachers can't tell you nothing. Parents can't tell you nothing. The state can't tell you nothing. Now you're behind in prison, and guess what? You somebody's girlfriend. I'm just saying. I'm keeping it 100. Somebody taking your cookie because you cannot listen. I'm not. No, y'all. I'm just. I need to start where I'm ahead. But warnings are very important. Your car gives you warning. You know how you're riding along. And the light come on, ding. And the fuel tank, the fuel sign come on, you'll ride. But you don't pay that, you don't pay the warning signs no attention. Then the car's out of gas. Then you say, this car ain't no good. Then I ain't gonna cuss on, you know, on the show and that like that, but you know, this effing car ain't no effing good, or this car sucks. This car ain't no, ain't about nothing. But fool, you didn't listen to the thing. You didn't see the little sign that said low fuel, no fuel, or 5 miles left to empty. You didn't pay that no attention. You just arrived and ride and ride. How long about 10 hours of the gas going to last you? Or the new car now have low air pressure sensor and tire. So, ding, low pressure air sensor go off. They're riding and riding and riding. Boop, 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 boop. Tire flat. You in your wisdom, did not listen to the warning of the tire having low pressure. Because you know what? You can do what you want to do because you're hard-headed. You're stubborn. That's just you. You're a donkey or an ass. I didn't cuss. I'm just being real. Or what kills me when people go to the doctor's office. It's not funny. Yeah, it is. You've been coughing for 2 months straight. Sneezing. You ain't got no energy. It's not funny. Lord Jesus, forgive me for laughing at stupidity. But you've been coughing, sneezing, wheezing, can't breathe, about to pass out, and you did this for 2 months straight. You didn't listen to your body. Ooh, your body saying, dog, I'm sick. There's a bug in me, not a virus. You give me some help ASAP. No, no, not you, because you know what? You are smart. You don't listen to nothing because you got the answer. Your car warned you that it's about to go off or blow up, and you pay that no attention. Your body coughing and sneezing and giving out, and you pay that no attention because you're so wrapped up in yourself and knowing all the answers. So now, no, I ain't laughing. Not even in the doctor's office, finally, after 2 months of dealing with this thing, he said, I'm surprised you're still living. Then you look at the doctor like he says something crazy. You've been walking around with walking pneumonia for a while. You was about to die. See, I'm not just joking. Not really joking. It's about the warning sign. See, listen to the warning sign. See, now you're about to kill yourself because you're stupid, but you're smart at the same thing. You're smart at the same doggone time. You're in the hospital. Now you're in the hospital for a doggone 3 months. Doctor bill $50,000. You wonder what happened? If you would listen to the first cough, you know you're not supposed to be coughing for a week anyway. That was a dead sign that something wrong with my body. You didn't pay no attention because you're strong, but you're an idiot. And I'm not saying that to be mean, but I'm saying that to be real. They tell you that you have to get a physical every year to keep it what's wrong with your body. You say, I ain't got to go to the doctor because they always tell me what's wrong with me. They tell you what's wrong with you because it's called preventive medicine. That means they catch the problem before it happens. But see, no, not you. No, no, no. You don't get no blood work up done. You don't get your colon checked. You don't get none of that done. But now, you wait till you get cancer. To want to get radio, what's that radio treatment? Or whatever you can get to cure the disease. But food. If you went to the doctors like they tell you to do, get your colon done, get your polyps checked, whatever they tell you to do to save your sorry behind life, do it. Not no more than the professionals getting tongue-tied because it pisses me off that people don't pay attention to the warnings. How crazy are you? This is for you. If your people are telling you that this dude is crazy, that he's not, they're all there. He's a cutler fries short of a happy meal. He's a cutler quarts low. He's a cutler car short of a full day. He's abusive. He used to beat up his parents. He done shot some people. He done been in and out of jail. Don't you come with, oh, he got a gentle soul. What the world? Can I just do this? I ain't bragging saying I'm a perfect angel. I think I'm a pretty decent guy. I ain't never shot nobody. I don't think I want to shoot some people. Wanting and doing are two different things. So if somebody tells you that, and you know it just to be true, that they done shot some people, and you still want to say they're a good guy, you are a good fool. You not listen to the warning signs. If his wife said she used to beat, he used to beat the tar out of her, yeah, this is abuse month too. So if his last wife said he used to beat the dickens out of her every day, and then here you come along talking about, oh, that was her, that ain't gonna be me. And now here you is in the ER with a black eye, broken arm, cracked ribs, choked dead after dead. I can't do nothing but laugh at you because you want to know why. It's not funny in your situation. I don't make light of your situation, but you never know it all. And that's the problem I have with know it all. Hard-headed people that can't follow directions. This show's about warning. Everything. We get warnings about everything. But do we pay any attention? No. So we want to do our own thing. Like, for example, there's a little guy who lives in San Francisco. when they said there was a gang fight in a certain part of the city, my black behind did not go there because I like to live. I ain't trying to be a spectator, trying to save the world, trying to sing a song, trying to skip. I went the other direction. Matter of fact, I just stayed where I was at till it was over because, you know, sometimes you got to be smart. But see what some people do? They say they got a gun fight. Really? Let's go check that out. Sam was a good guy. A lot of friends on Facebook. He was a good worker. Sam got shot. Why did Sam got shot? Because he wanted to see the Bloods and the Crips go fight. Good job, Sam. You're dead now. Because you did not listen to the warning of the news. When it says, stay your behind of a city that's having a fight right now because it's very dangerous. But no, Sam, he's growing. He wants to do his own thing. So Sam got shot by an AK-47 37 times. Sam got shot up and down. Poor Sam. He's dead. Well, you didn't listen to the warning. See, I'm not being funny. Yes, I am, because I'm doing me. Check this out.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
See, since the beginning of Adam and Eve, man never listened to warning. God himself gave man a warning. He did not listen. God said, you can have any fruit in the garden, but don't eat up that one tree. What does man do? Skip over 99 trees and fruits and berries and eat up that one tree God said, do not eat off of. Now, if God himself gave man a warning and man did not listen, so you know man know all the answers. If God gave man a warning and said, please don't do this, man, just don't do it. You don't have to find out why you don't have to do it. Just listen. Don't do it. When somebody said don't do, why do we always want to do the one thing they say not do? Like when they say don't look down, what's the first thing people do? Look down. When they say there's a, you ever seen those scary movies? When people warn people, you know, there's killers in the woods over there. Why do the people go to that one area where the killer at and die? Why is that? Just listen to the warning. No. The warnings can save your life if you just listen and stop knowing every doggone thing. Somebody trying to tell you something to save your life, to help you out. Like, for example, your boyfriend, and your mama said that's not a good deal for you. She don't want to see me happy. She don't want me to love nobody. She don't want nobody to love me for me. Yeah, he loved me for you when he beat the hell out of you every day, too. That's love, man. Now you've got yourself into a whole pickle, a real pickle, because you want to be me. You want to be apple of somebody, but forgot they got bow and arrow. You skip that whole part. What I'm saying is, people listen to the warnings. When you get a little ding in your car, and you feel the sound say no fuel, or 5 miles left to empty, get gas. If they tell you there's a curfew and the roads are out, the bridges are collapsing, please don't be growing and go out there and kill yourself. I'm not being mean, not being cruel, but so many people die because of stupidity and not listening to the warnings. See, warnings are there to protect you from danger, from harm, to get you out of the way. They say, do not go past 20 miles on this curve. Why in the world is you going 45 and 50? Do you really want to die? Are you trying to commit suicide or something? They tell you that the maximum speed you can go is 20, 45 and 50 and 60 and 70. And you wonder why you're behind up in the field, flipped over, broke up. You did not listen. Dog, you did not listen. Once again, warnings are very important. They're out there to save your life. It's a reason why they put warnings on everything and labels on everything, because they want you to live a little bit longer. Not even if you deserve to. But listen to the warnings. Very important. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Once again, if you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Thank you for checking out the show. If you want to email me with crushwelldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's welldonr112@gmail.com. Check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. That's ramon.firstfitness.com. So people, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, this show was about warnings. So please listen to the warnings on any and everything. It might save your life. And if you got to cough more than a couple of weeks, please get that check out. It might be really serious. And please get your coding check too. I'm just being honest, after 40, you need to get it done, dog. It's a part of life to keep people from getting colon cancer. Be blessed, be great, never break every chain, and remember, warnings better protect you from yourself, so don't be a know-it-all. It has been Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Rutten. Deuces, love you.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie besé.
So all my people in Colombia, Charleston, Dorchester, South Carolina, North Carolina, traveling interstate 95, 26. Still be careful out there because the roads are still dangerous. Even though it stopped raining, there's still a lot of water out there, and the soil is really soft because it's trying to absorb 14 or 15 or more inches of water. So right now, things are really dangerous. So be careful out there. Don't be annoyed at all because it stopped raining. I don't mean the dangers don't. But because of the rain stopping, does not mean that it's still not dangerous out there. because the rivers and the dams are overflowing and whatever. So just listen to what the people tell you to do to be safe. Listen to the warning signs and be good, because it's going to be a while before all this water clear up and the ground get back hard again. So listen. Thank you. Have a great day. And be careful in South Carolina right now.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.